Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 376, A New Christmas Gift Rule in Our Household by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your host and narrator. Welcome to OLD, or OLD, where I simply read to you from amazing blogs covering personal development and minimalism, like a massive ongoing audiobook, which I'm trying to do for as long as physically possible, even if I lose money in the process. If you're a subscriber, then I know it's helping you, so I'm going to continue making these episodes just for you. And I'll keep this nice and short, so let's jump right into the post as we optimize your life. A New Christmas Gift Rule in Our Household by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. You know what's crazy? That Christmas is this Sunday, 4 days away. You know what's not crazy? That I haven't picked up a single gift yet. And not just because I wait every year until Christmas Eve to do my shopping, typical guy. For the first time ever, our family isn't giving gifts to each other, only to the kids. The old me would have been in hysterics upon hearing this, as most of the world loves getting presents, but Jay Money 2.0 rears its head again and is more than overjoyed to hear such changes in the works, mainly since it means, number one, less things to buy, number two, less things to worry about after buying. I hate giving people things I can tell they hate when they fake smile back. Number three, less things for me to fake smile about. Number four, less things to occupy my home since I don't need anything. Yeah, minimalism. Number five, less things to occupy someone else's home. Yeah, helping others with minimalism. Number six, less damage to the wallet. Number seven, and most importantly, more focus on each other. Of course, you can also give things such as experiences and homemade items, and even donate to people's favorite charities instead of handing them stuff left and right. But I still prefer the best gift of all, which is simply being in the presence of loved ones versus the presence by loved ones, though I appreciate the sentiment. Oh, how's that for a play on words? Someone trademarked that. Plus, shopping for kids is much more fun than adults anyway. They love everything, even empty bottles and tissue paper. It's interesting to watch the progression over time too, and how easy it is to keep spending more year after year, whether it's in your budget or not. Check out this snapshot across the 35 Christmases I've been a part of so far. I give no one a gift, from baby to elementary school. I make everyone a gift, from elementary school to middle school. I buy everyone cheap gifts, from high school to college. I buy everyone decent gifts, early career to mid-20s. I buy everyone and their significant other a gift, mid-20s to late-20s. I buy everyone and their significant other and their kid a gift, late-20s to early-30s. Change starts happening. I pick a name out of a hat and just buy for that sibling and every kid in the family, early-30s. I buy for kids only, this year, at 35. And that's just for my side of the family. My wife comes from a much larger side who went from the pick a name out of the hat route years ago, and now only buys for special relationships like godchildren and Pollyannas for the kids and good old mama too. Oh, I should note that I'll be picking up something for my parents too, considering they gave me life and all. You never know who will be following the rules anyway, so better to be safe than sorry. Perhaps I should have waited until after Christmas to post this up in case it backfires on us. Anyways, that's the gift-giving word in our household this year. Needless to say, it'll be kinder on both the wallet and the brain. The wife and I will only be exchanging stocking stuffers too for the third year in a row, since we keep the majority of our gift-giving to birthdays only, since they both fall in December as well. So you can imagine the smorgasbord of gifts we used to receive and give. You just listened to the post titled A New Christmas Gift Rule in Our Household by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. It's been a while since I've read from him, and he was actually taking a little break, but he's back now. Oh, and there's a little P.S. on this post that's worth reading. He says, P.S. I should note that I appreciate all the gifts I've gotten in my life, even though I prefer not to receive any. This stuff is always hard to do right and make sure everyone's on the same page, and at the end of the day, it's all in the name of love anyways. Except for maybe having to buy your boss something, but I wouldn't want to find out what happens if you don't. So there you have it. Oh, and by the way, I did change the number of days till Christmas and the day that it falls on to match this year, since this post was written in a previous year. I didn't think Jay Money would mind if I did that. And moving on, if you want to help support this show, I don't want to use this season of giving to guilt you into anything, but I do ask that if you like what you hear, you can contribute financially, or if you're not in a position to do that, I totally understand you can still show support in many other ways. I have an updated list of things you can do to help at oldpodcast.com/support. Most of them are free, like simply sharing the show with someone who you think would benefit, or joining our little Facebook group, which is very quiet, by the way. It's the most minimalist Facebook group I've ever seen for how many people are in it. And I love that it's like that. It's like a little family of us who only speak up if we think it's important, which is really rare for Facebook. So yeah, the link is up on that page too. That's at oldpodcast.com/support. I'd really appreciate it if you could visit and take a look. And that wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for listening through to the end. And I'll see you in Thursday's show with a post from Leo Babauta of Zen Habits, also about the holidays, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.